Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wiggy, you're being accused of being a hypocrite, the capital H, by a texter for your lead this morning. 781 texter says, Wiggy played in a sport where everybody is on roids and he doesn't appreciate what Judge did naturally.
No, but I think the records, we don't look at records that were set by maybe guys in a different era that might have been doing stuff. We don't look at their records and go, oh, we're not even going to make mention of them. What Aaron Judge is doing is a great feat, but it's a Yankee record. That's it.
Well, it's actually the American League record.
But the American, and I heard Rich talking about this, and he makes a great point. The American League record, who cares about the American League and National League? There's even a home run record for Major League.
A lot of people do, and I think it's the likability of Aaron Judge.
And Rich brought up a great point. Did you know who the National League home run record was that Barry Bonds and them were breaking? No, nobody cared at that time. No one cared about who the, it was only about when they were doing the chase, it was about can they beat Roger Maris's record at the time, which was most home runs in Major League Baseball. Not the oh, can Bonds and McGuire and Sosa, and can they pass the National League home run record holder? And when I look at Aaron Judge, yeah, he's doing a great thing, but Barry Bonds still has the record. Major League Baseball views it as the record.
Why was the guy offered, great point in the Twitch chat, why was the guy offered $2 million for the ball on the spot then?
Well, because it's still you see people out there all the time that are going to spend money on sport memorabilia. If anything, when you start to look at some of the things that are really kind of a tremendous feat, why are we not highlighting Albert Pujols more for joining the 700 Club?
So you agree with, I don't think I can say his full Twitter or Twitch handle, but... You agree with this individual who says, congratulations, you're seventh on the single season home run list.
Yeah. And we're going crazy over it. Like the national media is going crazy over it.
It's a great story.
They're going crazy over it because Barry Bonds was a cheater.
But he still has the record. Okay. We don't say the teams that I said, the teams that won World Series during the era where they might have had potential cheaters on their team. We don't sit there and go, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we don't view these as titles. The Red Sox have four championships, and they probably won a couple because of what Manny Ramirez was able to do. We don't sit there and go, we don't count those Red Sox World Series.
Right, because the competition was all on the level playing field of cheating during that era.
So during that era, we looked at what Barry Bonds did as being unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And what he...
Right, Barry Bonds has always been the most talented player. He was one of the best players of all time before he put anything in his body.
Right, but that's why I'm saying the home run record is Barry Bonds.
It is, Wiggy. You're not wrong about that. They haven't... Baseball did nothing to make it, you know, put an asterisk or anything next to it. The issue is that what we're watching now, for me, feels like authentic record-breaking behavior, and the vast majority of the baseball-watching public agrees. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that Bonds is gone. Bonds has made his money. He's got to keep it. He's just not in the Hall of Fame. That's
so what happens in like 10, 15 years, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but what if there is Aaron Judge was on PEDs?
Yeah, then we'll all bite our tongue, but right now that doesn't seem to be the case.
Like every time this comes up and I say I take this as the legit record. Mm-hmm. Everybody says, well, how do you know he's not on something? Because he's not. Like, we would know it if he was.
And everybody says it. That's the first thing that they say when he hit 62. Everybody said the clean 62. Everybody was saying that, whether it was Roger Maris's family, Aaron Judge's family, the Yankees organization. Mm-hmm. Everybody has said that. And the thing about Aaron Judge, and I think the reason why nationally so many people are talking about it, and I get what you're saying, Wiggy, mm-hmm. but it's because nobody hates Aaron Judge. Even though he's on the Yankees and we're all Red Sox fans, he's a likable guy. We all want him on our team.
Right. But that has nothing to do with...
No, it does. I think it has a lot to do with it. I think that's why people were all rooting for him. They wanted him to get that record. They wanted to see him succeed.
Yeah, he got it. He got the all-time single-season Yankees record. That's all he did. But the fact that we are celebrating him...
Because he is easy to celebrate. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but we're celebrating him for being seventh. This is the society we live in now where we celebrate a guy who's seventh all-time on the list in single-season home runs. No, if you want to celebrate him and you're a Yankees fan for breaking Roger Maris's record, fine. No problem at all. Did we celebrate? Who was the home run leader for the Red Sox? We didn't celebrate whoever broke their record.
Mm-hmm. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Does this not reek of MLB's desperate attempt to just stay relevant? You know, to Wiggy's point, like, if you're looking at it from the outside perspective, you're not aware of what the record is. You think this guy's going for the greatest record of all time, not just the AL record. So the MLB marketing department's sitting there like, oh, my God, we got to be all over this with the cut-ins, with the conversations. So I just think it's MLB's just finding an opportunity to stay relevant because they know their ratings.
Yeah, Wiggy was, during his lead this morning at 6:30, he was... basically saying that not only Major League Baseball,
mm-hmm.
but also ESPN and, you know, the cutting into whether it's college football or whatever to show an at-bat.
Who gives a damn?
Okay.
I don't. I'm trying to sit here and watch Georgia play Missouri, and you're cutting in to Aaron Judge, who's going to hit his 62nd home run. So what? He's nowhere. If you want to make it, if you're really... truly about really trying to make it piquing our interest, then say, can he pass Barry Bonds? Can he pass Barry Bonds' this season of 73?
So why is that ball going to go for $2 million+?
Courtney, people will pay, you know, $5 million for a pair of Jordan's jock straps. I mean, that's just what people do.
Great point.
You know, that's what people do. But when we look at Major League Baseball, and there are a lot of people out there, like the caller was right, they would think that, like, oh, Aaron Judge is the single-season MLB home run leader because they don't even make mention of Barry Bonds.
I don't want this to happen, but a 617 texter's head is going to explode.
Oh, no.
The 61 wasn't clean either because Maris was swallowing greenies like Pez. Okay.
That's a great point. Those that give you a lot of power. I mean, what are we doing? Like, honest to God. I mean, whatever. I understand your point, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Baseball absolutely deserves the bulk of the blame for the steroid era. Both the players and the owners did nothing to clean it up, and they got cash, and they loved it. So there is a bit of them trying to recreate that magic this year. I don't dispute that. I just, for my personal opinion,
mm-hmm.
I believe that McGuire and Sosa and Clemens and what those guys did in that era stands alone.
So do you look at Clemens and the Cy Youngs as being suspect?
Of course. Clemens, Bonds, Ortiz, Manny, up and down. That whole era. But when it comes to World Series, I believe that they were on a level playing field.
Because everybody else was using
it. Exactly.
But you know the thing, though, that makes it different? And the way I go is on how it seems like, for the most part, Major League Baseball players feel. And when we ask this question, or people in baseball... Heim Bloom, even Alex Cora talked about Bonds' season and what's
the best ever.
So those guys,
you think Heim Bloom, the president of the Red Sox baseball operations, is going to say that the New York Yankees star mm-hmm. has the real record, and that the baseball, you know, that creates such a that opens a Pandora's box of people analyzing the Red Sox history of cheating,
right,
the manager's history of cheating.
So take the Red Sox out of it. Just find former Major League Baseball players or current Major League Baseball players and ask them, do you feel like the Barry Bonds 73 is the actual record? And I would think that most...
You think everybody's going to say yes.
I would think the overwhelming majority would be like yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was Wiggy's lead this morning. Here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Sam Adams Oktoberfest. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but LeBron James is continuing his conversations on wanting a team in Vegas. He spoke to media yesterday about it while Adam Silver is in Abu Dhabi. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's the best fan base in the world, and I would love to bring a team here at some point. That would be amazing. And I know Adam is in Abu Dhabi right now, I believe, with the Bucks and Atlanta. So, but he probably sees every single interview and transcript that comes through from NBA players. So I want the team here, Adam. Thank you.
Is he talking basketball franchise or pickleball?
So what do you think is more likely? John Henry buys an NBA team with LeBron James and puts it in Vegas, or the Red Sox sign Aaron Judge?
Team in Vegas.
So for another offseason, the Red Sox will strike out in free agency but acquire another professional team. That seems exactly what I would want my owner to do.
What did LeBron James pay for that pickleball franchise? Do you know?
I didn't even know
he bought a pickleball?
Yeah, he bought one, which is interesting to me.
Isn't Sam Kennedy a part of it?
I don't know what he you mean, a part of the league?
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. But if he thinks... Do you look at him as being a good businessman?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, I feel like we got to get in on pickleball.
Oh,
like
pickleball's the future. no, I'm not
save
kidding.
That, save that drop.
It is.
It's pickleball's the
Everybody
future.
Everybody is picking up pickleball, and you can do it at any age. That's why it's so important for people right now. I'm telling you, I have a friend that just quit his job and is
should
working.
Should you put that in your profile?
Pickleball is the future?
No, like pickleball, like a premier pickleballer.
Yeah.
But no, but people are playing.
Pickleball is life.
People are playing, but are we going to go watch pickleball? That's the question. Because if maybe people might be playing it, but are people actually going to watch a pickleball league?
I mean, it's kind of like gaming, I guess, and Chime, like in the professional gamers. Yeah. Like, I guess people will go watch it. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Tons of people watch professional gaming. So
were you able to find out what he paid for it?
No. I just saw an article that he bought it. There's $150 some odd million worth of investments in properties, but I didn't see how much he bought.
So it's tennis on a smaller court with smaller rackets.
Yeah,
right? That's what pickleball is?
Essentially.
Elsewhere in basketball, Shams Charania has the report on The Athletic that there was a physical altercation at Warriors practice yesterday. The team's considering disciplinary action towards Draymond Green.
Yeah, he punched, Jordan.
Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
Apparently it all has to do with contract extensions and cap space. Mm-hmm. That's what everything is
really?
About. Yeah.
The hell is that?
That's what the report says.
Really?
Yes.
Jordan Poole must have been like, bro, you ain't worth the $150 million they gave you or something along those lines.
Yeah. Thursday Night Football will see the Colts and Broncos face off tonight. You can listen to that game and all Thursday Night Football matchups right here on WEEI. Listen to Mud at Night and then join the broadcast at 7:30. And the classic is back. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here for a limited time, and this year it is your time to stein. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Beautiful day in the city of Boston today. Right now the temperature is just about 60 degrees, afternoon high in the low 70s with sunshine. 62 degrees, partly cloudy. And that weather report is brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Celebrate with friends, family, and coworkers at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed by 30 luxury bowling lanes, chef-inspired menu with two full bars, serving signature cocktails, making it a perfect destination for events. Come to Marlboro for a visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.